I might have the best athletic feet in the history of the world, so there's that. No, it's completely different. So it's kind of cool. I mean, yesterday during a walkthrough, I was trying to, you know, I try to like equate things to what I've done in the past, what I know, and the different term. And I just had to like scrap that. And I was texting my wife last night. I'm like, this is like, you know, college football again, just learning a whole new system. I'm at home studying my playbook. I haven't done that in 10 years. And so it's fun. It's energetic. It's really cool. It's a totally different, you know, style. I don't have to hit people every single time, which is kind of nice too. So, you know, I can actually think better. But it's a completely different position, and it's fun. And you know, just the matchups I think it creates and the concepts are, and it's cool. And like I said, and our coaching staff, the way they break it down piece by piece, it comes together pretty easily. It's more, you know, total football knowledge, right? So as D-line, I really don't have to understand the entirety of the formation. I really am just focused on, you know, kind of what the core is doing. And then I can get most of my keys from, you know, from a tackle or something like that. And this, you know, if I got a cover and stuff like that, there's concepts to a defense and route concepts and stuff you got to kind of understand. So I think that's probably the biggest thing is just the cover stuff. The rush aspect is going to be the same. It's just, you know, repetitions of getting off the ball in a two-point stance versus a three-point stance. But the matchups it's going to create are going to be cool. I think you're going to have a lot more one-on-one opportunities. I think you're going to have a lot more, you know, I think mismatches on whether, depending on what the other line does, you know, as far as blocking schemes, whether they're going to, you know, isolate you one-on-one with the tackle or try to send it back on you. So that part's fun. But again, it's just kind of building that muscle memory. And then on the plays you got to cover, it's not like a fire zone dropping at 3-4 where you're just kind of eating up space. Like, you literally have to cover somebody, or otherwise it's crap, that touchdown's on me. And then you guys are going to write bad stuff about us. You know, I think just because of the staff they brought in. You know, when I talked to Coach and you know, obviously Clint Hurt, I had him last year, guy I love. I think he's gonna be a hell of a coach in this league. And so after just talking with him, to communicate, lines of communication have always been open. You know, what do you guys expect from me in this role, and how are we gonna get there? You know, for me, I can play anything. I just need reps at it and teach me, and I love the game of football, so I love to constantly learn and so the communication's been open, and so no, I mean, once I talked to everybody and understood kind of where we were going and what we wanted to do, it was more exciting. It was one of those things where, you know, it's, you know, sometimes things can get stagnant, you know, and it just kind of really, really refreshed me, especially coming off from last year, man, where mentally, I'd be real honest, mentally was kind of just, I never really experienced that in my career, and I had to own that, you know. It was just like, and I told the guys, you know, that wasn't me, and, you know, to be back and to be challenged mentally and be a part of something that is, it's bigger than just, you know, individuals. It's truly a team, but the entire energy is different around here. It's really cool just to walk in here, and so that breeds that competition and just excitement. So for me, it's just kind of, you know, at 12 years in to kind of start over, it's kind of cool.